Good evening, everyone. The Senate House Conference Committee on E-12 will come to order. Good evening, Representative Moon. And we do have a target. We're pleased to finally have that, and we're ready to get to business. And we have some same and similars that we had referred to at the earlier meeting. And I believe this had been posted on the internet earlier today. And we have various articles that are addressed. And I'll ask Mr. Arneson if he could just briefly highlight. We don't have to walk through all these, but just highlight, see if there's any questions. And then we would entertain a motion for the items in each article for approval. Mr. Arneson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. There were, on the same and similar list, there were two items in Article 5, one in Article 5 and one in Article 7, that I believe at our last meeting I conferred briefly with the House staff about a small technical fix. And so do you want me to address those now so that when you get to adopting the list, you can talk about that now, and we get to adopting the list, you can just adopt without...
Let's lay it out and see if it fits.
So in Article 5 on page R16,
it's the same.
This is the provision relating to, on the Senate side, Section 15, relating to student information systems transferring records. It's just a little style thing. At page 83, line 11 on the Senate side, staff recommendation would be to delete the parenthetical SIF because it's not used later in that section, and so there's no need to have it. It's a better style if we don't have it.
Well, perhaps there is. Do we have any suggestions on that recommendation? Any objection? Okay, that's noted.
Okay.
And the other one?
Yes, the other one would be in Article 7.
16.
And it's on page R2A7. Excuse me. It's on the Senate side of the page, the section marked 5, statement for comparison and correction. And my understanding is that there was some conversation between the department and the school business officers. And those two parties agreed that it would be better in paragraph A to just revert to current law. So the two dates in paragraph A would be November 30 and December 31 rather than the amended dates. The amended date in paragraph B should be amended to be February 1st.
Okay.
And that's my understanding of the agreement between the department and the school business officers.
Questions? Okay, please proceed.
Mr. Chair, I'm not aware of any other. Ms. Butler might have one.
Mr. Chair, Ms. Larson has the language written down, but on the sheet on Article 2, the first one, the foreign language and culture proficiency certificates, there are some technical changes where the word graduate needs to be changed to student. It was caught in one part of the bill, but not all the references were caught. So Ms. Larson has those page and line numbers for where that should also occur, but it's a technical correction.
Yes, Ms. Larson.
Mr. Chairman, members, as Ms. Butler indicated, in Article 2 on R3, there are a number of references to graduate that need to be changed to student. They appear on 20.3, 20.6, 20.8, 20.10, 20.21, 20.23, and 20.25.
Okay. Questions? Comments? Okay. We're good. Further clarification, Senator Pratt.
Thank you.
Ms. Larson, it seems like these graduates, as I find them, tend to be in current laws. So it's an error that we found in previous, like the one in 2025. So it's a correction from a previous session as well. Ms. Larson.
Mr. Chair, Senator Pratt, the changes are both to existing law as well as new law. So, for example, on 20.3, that would be a change to existing law, but on 20.8, it would be a change to new law. It's consistent with the idea that an individual may be eligible to receive the seal before actually graduating. So if that individual is able to demonstrate proficiency in grade 10, 11, or 12, that individual is eligible to receive the seal. And, of course, if the person is still in school, they would not, by definition, be a graduate, but a student.
Thank you for that clarification. No, thank you.
Okay. Good. Further questions, comments? Okay. On Article 1, are we ready to adopt each of those provisions? Senator Stumpf moves adoption of the provisions noted on the sheet for Article 1. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Adopted. Article 2, Education Excellence, several items. Mr. Arnson, would you like to make any additional comment other than what we've already had in the initial walkthrough? This has been vetted. Further question or comment? If not, Representative Erickson moves adoption of Article 2, language. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Yes, thank you. With the technical corrections. Article 4, Charter Schools. Questions, comments? Not. Senator Johnson moves adoption of the provisions listed for Article 4. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. Article 5, Special Education. Several provisions noted there. Mr. Arnison.
Mr. Chair, I should have mentioned this in my initial walkthrough, but there's one additional section that appears only on the Senate side, which I believe to be purely technical in nature and correcting a drafting error from a previous session. That would be on page R30A5, Senate side, section 7, definitions. The new language is on the subsequent page, inserting the word excluding at 67.20 and 67.24. I mean, without that word, that paragraph doesn't actually make a lot of sense. So it's a technical fix to a drafting error from a previous session. If it's possible, I would suggest adopting that in this round as well.
Questions, comments? Is that okay? Okay. Representative Kreisha moves adoption of the Article 5, Special Education, with those notations. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Article 6, Facilities and Technology. Mr. Arnison, anything additional to add? Not. Representative Detmer moves adoption of Article 6, Facilities and Technology provisions listed on the sheet. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. Article 7, any additional comments from staff for conferees? Not. Senator Dahl moves adoption of Article 7, of Nutrition and Accounting, for the provisions listed. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. Article 8, Libraries. Additional comments or questions from staff or conferees? If not, Representative Peterson moves adoption of Article 8, Libraries, for the provisions indicated. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Article 13, Forecast Adjustments. Any additional comments or questions? Not. Representative Loon moves adoption of Article 13, Forecast Adjustments, as listed. All in favor, indicate aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Adopted. Good. I'll ask staff, is there any article that would be complete at this point that does not have any additional items that would likely be in play? Okay, so I know we're near there, and we will make that pledge to the reviser to move on other provisions as we go through the other parts of the bill. So, but we're getting closer. Next, we have an offer that we'd like to share with Representative Loon, and it's in the folder. And we will ask you to review that. As the audience knows, we just did receive our targets, and so this is an opening offer for you to consider, and we'll ask for you to review it, and we're going to meet briefly afterwards and explain it a little bit further. And so members will present that offer and ask you know, the House to you know, consider that, and we'll be recessing fairly soon, but ask Representative Loon if she'd have any questions before or comments before we recess.
Well, thank you, Senator Wieger, and I'm pleased that we were able to start so quickly after getting our targets and getting a start on getting some of this language adopted, and I'm hopeful that we can come to some resolutions on all the rest of the outstanding items in the bill as soon as we can. And, you know, I think we're off to a good start, and I look forward to reviewing the offer. I don't have, well, we'll just come back to you once we've reviewed it.
Okay. Well, thank you, Representative Loon. And we were given a deadline. I think we can say it's not 6 a.m. For Saturday. I know we would have been up to it if we had to, but we definitely have a deadline of tomorrow night. And so as to, I would anticipate, maybe not likely that you're looking at an all-nighter, and we I think that both agree, but we will be working on different aspects of this into the wee hours. But as to whether there might be too much more action, I guess that'll remain to be seen. And I believe it was your intent, though, that we probably would start again early tomorrow morning?
Yes. It'd be my intention that we would reconvene, let's say, 9 o'clock, 9 a.m. tomorrow morning, or subject to call of the chair. So, but we will post for 9 a.m. at this point.
Great. And finally, Representative Loon, I believe it's a very special day for someone here.
It is. It is. an indispensable member of our nonpartisan staff is having a birthday today. And so I'm sorry, no one goes unpunished or unrecognized on their birthday, however you choose to view it, Mr. Strom. But we do have some treats that we will share. But Senator Wieger suggested we sing.
Yes, we will. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Mr. Strom. Happy birthday to you.
Yes, we do have some treats. And for maybe the comfort of the public, we promise we won't sing again for the rest of the conference committee.
Thank you. We're in recess. Happy birthday.
My birthday was 12.
Was it?
Sure.